This is Huing who interviewing Dr. He Yaoyu in his office at 4 o'clock p.m. on March 1st, 2018 about his experience during Hurricane Harvey.
After Harvey, what kinds of foodborne illness were related with Hurricane Harvey?
When we consider a foodborne illness, one thing considering Harvey is the first is the food storage. So like we all experienced Harvey last year. So before Harvey came here, like the day before, everybody just crazy going to the supermarket or grocery store, and just try to buy everything they could, and they packed all the stuff in the refrigerator, and they prepare like they cannot go outside for about a week. And normally when we consider food or ready to eat food, some of the food may only have an expiration date, can be used like even in the coolers can be used within 3 days, like some fresh poultry or chicken wing something like that, maybe 3 days. But you have to use this food during the Harvey. So that's the first part of the story. Second part is for foodborne illness, specifically for most of the ready to eat food and the food you need to put in the cooler and the refrigerator, which means you need to have a time and a temperature control. But during the Harvey, there's a lot of a power outage. Luckily, I did not experience any power outage, maybe only 10 minutes, but the apartment of the house community around me by 6:10 have a power outage for more than a day, which means when you have a power outage, that means your refrigerator doesn't work, right? If your refrigerator doesn't work, you cannot maintain the cooler. The temperature of a cooler cannot maintain 41 and the temperature of Fahrenheit, not Celsius, and the temperature of the freezer maybe cannot maintain 20. So your food is gonna experience melting. And the food is exposed to the temperature danger zone. That even make the shelf life of food shorter. But you have no option other than having this food. So a lot of people having these unfreshed, long stored, and these temperature abuse of food during the Harvey. So they may develop a lot of they may have a lot of foodborne illness. And also because of the public transportation difficulties, people cannot cannot get enough treatment because there's flooding everywhere. You cannot go to the hospital, so you need to stay at home. So when you stay at home and you are a foodborne illness pathogen carriers, such as E. coli or Salmonella or even norovirus, you're a carrier, and we all stay in the same space. Not like airborne illness, if we squeezing a space, it's not very likely for other people around you or family members get the same food pathogens and have a kind of the same foodborne illness. But it's more likely because you consider yourself as a carrier or as an incubator of food, certain food pathogens. And when you're touching anything or when you go to use the restroom, you kind of spread a lot of the pathogens, bacteria, norovirus around you, and your family member may all develop the same issue. So there are some cases around Houston area during the Harvey, like they had the whole family got a foodborne illness, and they could not go to hospital, and they staying there. Luckily, food pathogen will not make a huge or severe symptom. You may just experience some diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal cramp for a few days in the self cure. But consider the large population of Houston area, there's some high risk population still suffering from this kind of foodborne illness during the Harvey. So that's kind of one issue we consider after Harvey is during the Harvey, during the hurricane, a lot of people stuck at home with foodborne illness. And after Harvey, this another kind of a story is when you go to a supermarket, when you went to a supermarket after Harvey, when you get into a Costco or a Kroger, all you can see is the empty shelf. You basically, it's nothing, especially for our fresh produce, meat, poultry, these kind of a fresh food. You basically cannot see anything there because I mean, all these stuff cannot, because U.S., especially Texas, is kind of a state that all the transportation depends on the road other than the railway. So if the 18-wheelers or the truck could not come into Houston, that means we have a food shortage. So some people may try to purchase food from like small grocery store, and they may have a food like food like really outdated or even have a spoiled or some harrison pathogen. And another issue is when you get the food, it's made because maybe the delivery truck like parked in somewhere outside Houston and they cannot get in. And when they can get in order to save the people in Houston, like stop them from starving, they may come over here with the food, like probably stay in the pick truck or not pick truck, stop in the delivery truck for days. That may also give you a lot of a foodborne illness possibility. And the long term speaking, it's not just for foodborne illness, but for all the infected disease. After a long period of flooding, when you have the whole atmosphere that's more moist and warm, especially like Houston, you may have a higher probability to develop a much, much higher volume of pathogens. So think about one example is there's a certain correlation. One of the research team collaborated with us, but they are more working on flu virus. And what they believe is there's a correlation between Harvey last year in the summer or in the autumn, in the fall, and the high, there's a lot of outbreak of a flu during the winter this year or early this year, winter last year or early this year. So because we kind of Harvey provide them a lot of a kind of a great environment for bacteria to grow themselves. And one last thing, I've been working a lot for, but I do not have a lot of expertise in it, because of a lot of house, Harvey destroyed a lot of house. When you went back to the house, everything was like being flooded. And after a few days, you try to clean up and you try to repurchase the furniture, you want to move in, and then you realize there's a lot of mold growing on everything. You know what I mean? Lots of mold. Like, it's not like the mold we normally see on the on your food, but it's like the whole wall or shelf of mold, and you don't know what species of mold it is. And a lot of people are allergic to mold, because some mold gotta produce some toxin, like maybe harm to your house, and also spread some certain protein, make you allergic to. And we always recommend people get a professional team to deal with mold, because you don't know what kind of a mold it is. There's some mold like really easy and very normal and do not harm to your house, but it's likely some mold have a certain protein, especially some neuroprotein may harm to your brain or motion. So we always ask people, I told people, one of my students own a bookstore and got a lot of mold in the store, and he was like, Chandler, can I just go ahead and remove all the mold? I was like, please don't do that, and always call a professional team and deal with it. So we talk about a typical food pathogen, and now we also talk about the mold issue. So here is a kind of a pathogen spread during and after the Harvey. And what we believe is normally foodborne, like more than 50% of foodborne illness outbreak are caused by virus, such as norovirus. But after Harvey, we can see a trend like more foodborne illness were caused by certain bacteria. And they were on the food, and they were in the environment. And so like we believe there's more bacteria related to foodborne illness after Harvey.
Just like you said, we would prepare food before the Harvey. How should we store food before the natural disaster, or what kind of food we can buy before the Harvey?
So normally we consider we want to use buy the food, have a prepackaged, and have a longer shelf life. So for example, we want you to get some packages like cookie package or some food you feel like really not tasty, but have a longer shelf life rather than I want to buy a chicken salad, which only may have a 3 or 4 days shelf life. So this kind of a food can help you because it have a longer shelf life, like canned food, MOP food, which means MAP, modified atmosphere food, or ROP food, reduced oxygen packaged food. So we highly recommend people to buy these food so that they can have a longer shelf life, because like Harvey, you don't know how long it takes Harvey to leave the Houston and we can go back to normal life. And don't buy this chicken salad and only have a 3 days shelf life. So that's our recommendation, because it's equally during the Harvey, if you only have these kind of a ready to eat food with 3 to 7 days shelf life, you're kind of choosing two toxins in your hand. Whether left hand you had a food with food pathogens, or you want to choose I choose starving, I don't eat anything. So you may not want to put yourself in such a situation, like really hard to deal with. So prepare some food, like dry, or you can have a longer shelf life. It's kind of a suggestion we can provide people to survive not having a really good taste of food, but to survive during such of a natural disasters.
And after the Harvey, how to predict and detect the foodborne illness?
Foodborne illness is a smaller issue compared to other environmental disease. After flood, there's going to be a lot of contaminants, a lot of bacteria, especially bacteria parasite in the water. And when the water gone, they may stay here. And also we have a mold, a lot of a different issue here. So there's a team in UH try to using antibody and using meta high throw-up pyro sequencing to analyze what kind of a pathogen exists in the community that have been flooded. And what they found is they found a very rich profile of pathogens, including both airborne, woolenborne, and foodborne pathogens. So what we recommend people after Harvey is like, just get a good sanitation, get a great sanitizing plan, contract with professional team. There's certain team like do disaster recovery for your house, so that at least you can do a good cleaning sanitizing, so that you can eliminate, not remove all of them, but at least eliminate most of the pathogens or bacteria out of your house or in your environment. And also try to buy the fresh produce or meat, poultry, fruit. Try to buy them from the large grocery chains like Costco or Kroger, and still look at the expiration day and the shelf life, because people are starving looking for some fresh food, and so they may ignore the information. And another issue is there may be a lot of also we cannot ignore the virus-based foodborne illness. So virus may come back because there's one thing we notice is during the Harvey, because of the water supply, kind of a mess up with water supply. Normally you have the when you use the restroom, you have a plumbing system and all the wastewater going down, and you have a potable water from your faucet, and it needs to be strictly or rigorously separate, which means you cannot cross connection your wastewater with your potable water, because in your wastewater there's a lot of fecal bacteria. Basically, if in plain English, there's a lot of germs, pathogens in your poop, and it needs to be cleaned and sanitized rigorously so that you can reuse and drink it. But during the Harvey, a lot of bio flooding, kind of a potable water and wastewater combined together, there's maybe some water emergency issue, like there's maybe E. coli or norovirus in the food. And again, food pathogens not like other mold and yeast. Most of the bacteria and virus, you cannot taste it, you cannot see it, you cannot figure the water is safe to drink by just tasting it or just observing it. So that might be another issue, that might be another reason why a virus can be a potential risk. So when we consider foodborne illness because most of food is either from a produce, like vegetable, fruit, or it's from animal. And all these agricultural products need water to develop themselves. So you cannot, we cannot really separate foodborne pathogen with waterborne pathogen, because water quality is another huge issue after Harvey, and this may affect even long term, because they need to use the agriculture water usage is huge compared to like what we use in the domestic kitchen, and if there's a lot of human fecal or pathogen in the agriculture water, this may affect the produce or meat this year. So that's maybe another long-term impact of Harvey on the foodborne illness outbreaks.